With the Brennan Center for Justice, this is Victoria Bassetti. As we've been putting together The Line, our new podcast here at the Brennan Center, I've been talking with historians, elected representatives, elections enforcement officials, and leading civil rights lawyers about voting in America. We've talked about many of the structural issues that affect the ability of Americans to vote, but along the way, I've found myself asking a more personal question. Do you remember the very first time you voted?
First time I voted was 18 and was at University of Pennsylvania. It was my freshman year. I voted in the election that Jesse Jackson ran in. And so I cast my first ballot for Jesse Jackson and was excited. You know, it was a wonderful kind of thing. And then I remember 2008 just being like overwhelmed by casting. I have a picture of me with my ballot circling it in for Obama. But, you know, I was one of those people that, like, you know, my mom took me. Every time she voted, I was right there with her in the booth and understanding the process because she wanted it to be in my head that this is something that we do.
I did vote, actually, first time by absentee voting, which is kind of ironic in that later I wrote a book which was a little bit critical of voting by mail, but I was away at college. I voted from my home state of Massachusetts, but I voted in the District of Columbia. I had to find the school registrar to act as my notary public, and it was a very traditional old school absentee where I had to show the ballot to the registrar. It was blank. I stood over to the side. I filled it out. I closed the envelope. I signed it, and then I had her sign on top of my signature, and that's still done in some states, but the move of many states is to move away from that. So that was my first time voting was by absentee.
The first time I voted absentee from college, as I voted. It was not particularly memorable. I don't remember it very well at all. You know, I think like my most memorable voting experiences involve going to the polling place with my daughters. And actually, explaining the importance of the voting process and the communal act of self-determination and selection of our leaders and the direction of our community and our country is something that has always felt very meaningful. And doing that with my children is a wonderful experience.
First time I voted, wow, long time ago now. My family had always been active in local politics. My father, when I turned 18, it was, I believe it was a municipal year, so it would have been voting for our local mayor and town council people in my hometown of Hamden, Connecticut. I remember it was always an important function. My father had always been very involved in local politics so that I was always used to seeing what headquarters for local districts look like and what the process was for organizing get-out-the-vote activities. So when I was finally able to vote myself, it was a pretty important and special process that I do remember fondly.
I am one of those people in a generation that couldn't vote when I was 18 because, of course, the 26th Amendment hadn't passed yet. So my first vote was later. So when I was 18, the Vietnam War was raging. People were getting drafted. And the cry was, if you can go to fight, you should be able to vote. And so when that amendment passed, I was already 22, but that was my first vote in 1972. And I'm afraid I voted for the candidate who lost by a wider margin than any other presidential candidate in history. But I was quite fired up about it. I still remember it. And everyone I knew was as well. All the young people voted for George McGovern. I remember it well.
I grew up in New York and have very powerful, positive memories of those grand old lever machines that New York had until quite recently. And it was the kind of thing you would go in with your parents, you'd go behind a curtain, it was a little bit like the Wizard of Oz. There would be these little levers you would flip back and forth, and then you would grandly pull a big lever and your vote was cast. And you really felt like you were being heard. The problem with those machines, first of all, they manufacturer went out of business and they stopped making the parts and they broke a lot. They were actually easy to have errors or manipulation. The new machines, with all their problems, are actually better. But those machines were themselves a technological fix. In the late 1800s, if you went down to the river on election day, you would see boxes floating in the river because the Democrats would go to the Republican precincts and throw the boxes in the river, and the Republicans would go to the Democratic precincts and throw the boxes in the river. So they said, we need a technological answer. We need a new system of voting technology, machines that are too heavy to pick up and throw in the river.
Some stories of voting for the very first time. We heard from civil rights lawyer and head of the Advancement Project, Judith Brown Dianis, political scientist John Fortier, the head of the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center, attorney Wendy Weiser, Michael Brandy, head of elections enforcement for the state of Connecticut, Denise Merrill, Connecticut Secretary of State, and Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center for Justice. For more about voting rights, visit us at brennancenter.org. For the Brennan Center for Justice, I'm Victoria Bassetti.